you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
That's good.
Bum, bum, Mambo bum, number bum, five. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum. Ooh.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Hey, everybody, come in. It's a floor show for your favorite electronics. We're so happy you are in Des Moines and it's 1992. Things do. Guess what? This is a fax machine. Oh boy, oh wow. You can get it into your home and instantly send a letter somehow. Oh my word, it's a popcorn maker. Say goodbye to the microwave. You can have this in your kitchen and be at the movie theaters every day.
The electronics. Show. We got what you want for show. For show.
Yeah.
At the electronics floor show. We got what you want for show. For show.
Oh wow, I know you need to relax. You gotta sit down and take a break off your back. Oh wow. Can you believe this? Ooh and ah, you can own your very own foot spa. Put your 2 feet in this tub. Let the water jets give them a rub. You don't need to get a pedicure. You can do it at home for sure.
We've got landlines where the phone doesn't have a cord.
Wow!
You can walk away from where you picked up the phone moments before.
All right, we saved the best for last. I'm prepared for many gasps. We have this VCR that's already in your TV.
Wow, at the electronics floor show, we got what you want
for show.
For show.
Des Moines Chamber of Commerce. Say hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Make sure you use this coupon to get your second drink free at Loud Larry's.
This is, of course, Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess.
That one?
The one who did that song just now? The one and only Jessica McCann.
Oh, the one who sat and was like, what's happening? That one's Zach.
I loved it. The guy who picked the patch that started it all, that's Scott Passarella, King of Parties.
Parties with Kings. Give it up for Brett Morris, That Feeling When the Chord Hits.
Give it up for Dana, the boom from the other room with the microphone today. Dana, how you
Hi.
Doing over there?
I'm doing good.
Brett, how you doing over here?
Great.
Scott.
Drink that Liquid Death. Off Book brought to you by Liquid Death. Murder your thirst.
Not officially, but hey, support us, Liquid Death. We
love your company. We love your story. We love your sweet, bubbly, and flat
liquid.
I love seeing your van drive around the Santa Clarita Valley at just jaws dropped.
With deaths, baby. Yeah,
liquid death! Liquid death!
Guys, y'all, do you, I don't have a lot of familiarity with metal, thrash, hard music.
Thrash, not so much. I dig sort of deeper, like Tenacious D was my intro into people like Dio, Ronnie James Dio, which is metal for sure. I guess, you know, Ozzy Osbourne. Brett, what's the name?
Where do we begin?
Yeah, I know someone who knows this stuff.
Yeah. I just watched Some Kind of Monster.
Here's the thing.
The Metallica doc. And it's a great doc.
It's grueling.
It's really great. It's about like Metallica being like, maybe we need to break up. And instead they go to group therapy. And so it's in many ways very lit.
Incredible.
It's a great doc for everybody but Metallica fans.
Why? Because it's just so painful to
because
watch?
Because it's so painful and cringe. It's like you're... Metallica, for the longest time, were like golden gods who could do no wrong.
We don't want to see them be
humans.
They
were the most badass people on earth.
Yes.
And this, and also the music was unbelievable, and they had these personalities, and they had a dynamic as a band. And then that period was just like watching James Hetfield be like, I don't know, with that sweater guy giving them therapy. And then also the album was just... God awful.
The sweater guy.
It was like one of the worst albums they've ever come out with.
What are, Brett, because lyrically, metal songs sort of live in this fun liminal timeline. I feel like it is hard. Like if you just looked at the lyrics of a metal song, you would be like, when was this written?
Well, yeah, no disrespect to one of the truly largest bands of all time, but watching them write lyrics, I was like, these are.
Oh.
Ridiculous.
You're not going to get much out of
it. Well, so this is what I mean. I mean, like, how do we do... Like lyrically, what is important? Like for me, when I'm thinking, like, what are the lyrics of a metal song? Like they're sort of hyper poetic,
hyper like alienation. You're alienated from everything, or just about death or dark subjects.
Okay. Sure.
Or,
yeah. Apparently, there's like a whole subgenre of metal just like for like guys who work with body parts. It's like literally a professional thing they do. And there's like
there are death metal bands that are all made up of doctors, like.
Yeah,
like really advanced doctors,
so
and all
sorry.
The lyrics. And
we
all
need
the,
to provide a, we
all
need
the
to
titles are you know medical conditions.
We need to provide. Well, doctors sound like they have their metal song. We need to provide a metal song for someone in a different field of work.
Okay, okay, great. Who is it?
Like, not a lot about baking.
Well, I want to just say like this is a collaborative, safe band space. Like I watched Metallica create eventually. After putting in a lot of hard work, they created a very open dialogue.
Okay. Maybe someone like a baker, a bakery.
Wow.
Like
that's
someone
what
who
Scott
bakes,
said.
Oh wait, Scott said it. I'm just repeating it.
No. I'm assuming you couldn't hear. I'm just appreciating the group think. You are in a fully different room, so it is quite all right.
Bread? Just bread.
Yes, we can absolutely do a metal song for bakers. Here's my other thing about metal. I feel like really that is not that many lyrics. Like really needs to be more of a Brett show. I'm just calling this shot right now.
Oh, yes. I mean, there are musical stretches.
Yeah.
Where we just let the guitars fly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah. We're all saying the same thing. Thanks, Liquid Death.
What are we saying exactly?
You get to do guitar solos.
Yeah,
Brett show or a Brett show?
We're saying Brett, take...
It's a Brett show. It's also the Brett show.
Yeah.
I heard the bakery.
Welcome to the Brett show.
We have fun and games.
Yeah, let's do that one.
The pan, the flower of the pan. the moon, starting the bread very soon.
Darkness on your eyelids, but I no longer sleep. This is the waking hour for me to find what I will reap.
Oh, welcome to the bread show.
Oh, welcome to the bread show.
Welcome to the bread show. We've got scones and cakes.
Welcome to the bread show. Oh, won't you take a taste?
Take a taste, take a taste, won't you take a take a taste, taste, take a taste, taste, won't you take a take a taste, take a taste, taste, won't you take a taste.
You're all extremely talented.
That was great.
Great job, everyone.
How you doing in there, Lars?
I gotta turn on the air conditioning.
Yeah, Lars?
Hell yeah.
That's one of the funniest Metallica things. There's a live video. They used to, they'll almost do like bits on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Hetfield is just like this long flowing like lion hair and like such a personality. Just like, yeah, you know, everything was just like, hell yeah. It's like the most testosterone fueled thing you've ever seen.
Yes.
And then there would be like in a break, Lars would come out from the drums and like, it's just such a funny, like contrasting personality. Like, hey guys, how's it going out there? You know,
then, everyone having a good time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo.
Oh my gosh. It's a great doc. Great doc.
What's it called?
Some Kind of Monster.
Some Kind of Monster.
Okay, let's watch.
But did you grow up liking Metallica?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were a huge thing for me.
Huge for you.
Yeah.
Cool.
I did, for fifth grade talent show, I played The Unforgiven. And that was my first nice. Performance ever.
Wow, that's so hardcore.
How does that, can you still?
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Hold on, I got you, Brett.
Know that one?
No, I truly, you just my experience of watching that.
Were you about to play a gong?
Trying to find one.
My experience of watching this doc was, I don't think I know any Metallica music, really.
That's a very pretty song. I think you would like it.
Is that Kirk?
Is that
Kirk? Or is that James?
That's James. James is really the talent, like the leader, He is Metallica.
A lot of famous musical Jameses.
It's all about James.
It's all about James. Taylor?
James Taylor was the first concert I ever went to.
Really?
As a child, my parents brought me to a James Taylor.
I love James Taylor.
He's great. Yeah. Crystal clear tone. Sweet baby James.
Crystal clear tone.
Here's those. Crystal clear tone.
I'm on a crystal clear tone. I'm on a crystal clear tone.
You hear my voice, got no vibrato, cause I'm on that crystal clear tone.
Yeah.
I don't have a wobble, cause I got that crystal clear tone. I be singing notes, right on the notes. And when I go sharp and flat, that be a note. I sing those notes and I keep them, those notes, they so pure and so straight, and those are those notes for sure.
Oh, and I do it the same. I'm in that fire and I'm in that rain. If I come through, this is a baby. It's a little James, I know some maybe. Oh, I'm coming from that canyon. I am in Laurel, I'm doing it, man. Oh, Everett with Joni and Joan.
listen to. I got that rhymes and that tone for you.
This tone is crystal. This is the tone that you should not be missed. This is the tone that goes straight to your ears, ringing out like a bell over a bristle. You hear a bristle? You hear me whistle. I'd be out in the forest with thistles. I'm eating thistles, staying alive. This is the tone that the people survive.
So hard.
Crystal clear
tone.
Triplets are hard.
Yeah. What? Crystal clear tone.
Triplets are hard because they're not the way sentences generally are formed in your mouth. You have to smoosh them together to make sure the words you are trying to say all come out.
Yeah, and you are better at making that choice and you finish that really long line. It is a struggle for me, it feels like there's a merry-go-round in my mind.
Yeah, I will say this, it's much easier to do if you just put the rhyme at the end. Trying to rhyme it internally gets up in your head and is not your friend.
No, that is a clue, that is a hunch, and I'll take it, I'll take to the bank. That should get you damn awards like your name is Tom fucking Hanks.
If he got crystal clear tone, film-wise, crystal clear tone.
What?
He is America's sweetheart and all of those rom-coms won't leave him alone.
Yeah.
He got those crystal clear tone.
He's got that crystal clear tone.
He be like, I am the captain now. Also, I'm up on a building with Meg Ryan. Don't leave me alone.
Whoa, yes, and I'll say thanks. I think I could go longer about Tom Hanks. This is the thing that I'll say and it's big. I would like that guy and he was a pig. He was a pig, he would be my friend and I would save him with my big old web. Yes, I am a referencing that Charlotte's White, that E.B. right in my head. Yes, oh, here we go. That's some pig, some cake, and that little rat. That Templeton rat, he's eating that rap. He's eating that inside of that.
He'd be inside of a trash can just eating the trash people left on the ground. Rats eating up all the food that is great for them, but we just leave it around.
Remember that video? It went all over the internet. You could not see that sweet little rat. And what did he got? He's got some pizza and some cheese.
I bet if I put that rat on a mic, he'd be welcome in my home.
Yep.
Cause if you listen to a rat who can sing, he got crystal
clear tone.
He got that crystal
clear tone.
Squeak!
Crystal clear tone.
This is that rap music.
Oh man, that shit is hard.
We need to ask Ryan.
I know.
Well.
I know. It's so hard. I need a new trend in hip hop.
I just saw him last night. Well, we're following the new trend, the emo trend in hip hop.
Yes.
Which is fun and cool.
Fun and cool. Cool and fun and fun and cool.
Fun and cool and
fun cool and cool.
I woke up this morning and thought that's a funny name for a character.
What?
Dimpy.
What?
Wait, back up. You woke up this morning and thought Dimpy?
Dimpy.
What did that come from?
I could not tell you.
Okay.
But truly, it's something in it. But you know how sometimes... Do you ever wake up... Do you ever write music in your sleep?
Yes, I do. Okay. Yeah.
I feel like this is not an uncommon thing. People wake up and it's like, oh, there's this song that I heard. Sometimes it's pieces of songs that you heard during the day. Sometimes it's totally a creation of your brain. It's like that. But instead of a song, I woke up and thought, what's a funny name for a guy? Dimpy.
I picture a little like fizzled out light bulb above your head.
Yeah, Dimpy.
It's kind of there.
Good morning, Dimpy. I had
he had a last name too, but I can't remember.
Oh, no. Dimpy like, Simple Bottoms?
No, it was like a one syllable thing. It was like Dimpy Lump.
Dimpy Lump?
Dimpy Lums or something. It wasn't a real word though.
Hello, my name is Dimpy Lums. I sell Cutco knives. Oh. I was really cracking up last night at something that I'm not sure will translate. Let's see.
Let's find out. Welcome to our new segment of the week called Does It Translate to an Audio Medium?
We'll find out.
Today on our program, Jessica McKenna with something. Let's see. Will it translate?
All right. So y'all know this experience where you're watching network television and they give you the bumpers of the news that's coming at 11. And a lot of times it's about the weather. I'm talking my friend Dallas Rains. They say things like... The forecast is looking bright for this weekend tonight at 11. And Dallas Rains will always do that fist pump thing. So I was watching TV and this weather person came on and was like, I thought this was funny. Okay, first here's what you need to know. They were on her. The camera was on her for, let's say, 10 seconds. Like she's got a 10 second bumper to plug the weather for that night.
Got it.
Okay, so here we go. Do, 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 do. And she goes, hot for now, but not for long. And then the shot ends.
Half an hour, not for long.
Half an hour, not for long. Several more seconds of her standing there. And also the way she said it was like, it sounded so, half an hour, not
for
long.
She had so much more time.
She had so much more time, but she was like, okay, here we go. Half an hour, not for long.
Okay, Zach, did it translate?
Does it translate?
You?
Yes, it translates.
Yay!
Though I will say the piano really helped Scott.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have now, never long.
Not for now, but not
didn't
for
need
long.
My help at all.
Have now, never long.
In case it's not obvious to you and you're a new listener, this is the episode once a month where we just sort of chat with the band and then go into songs occasionally.
Yeah.
Jess like makes up new songs for the musical Oklahoma, basically.
Not for now, but not for long.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. There was something so musical about it that really cracked me up.
For now, but not for now.
Half an hour, but not for long. Half an hour, but not for long. Well, maybe that'll become something and one day it'll be merch.
Hey.
But it made me really laugh to like, I was like, would this be anything? And then I got up and tried to act it out. It was like, to me, what was integral about it being hilarious was that the time.
Afterwards.
Yes. So like imagining that she had a whole segment where they're like, okay, Evelyn, and go ahead and let us know what the next 7 days are going to look like. Half an hour, not for long.
Misjudging.
yeah, exactly. And they're like, you could tell us about the rest of the week. Oh, right. Half an hour, not for long. Do you want to show us the path of that current? Sure. Half an hour, not for long.
What is the field of study that weather people
meteorology?
Yep.
Dana loves weather.
I love weather so much.
What do you love about weather, Dana?
Well, I specifically love tornadoes. Specifically. I mean, a hurricane is good too.
Sure.
Yeah, I love severe weather.
Oh, I got a little sweetie. I got a girl that I like. And I know how to make her heart soar just right. Don't bring her flowers, no cards or candy, no. My little Dana only likes a tornado. She's my severe weather girl. She's my severe weather girl. She likes the wind when it's whipping and rain in a whirl. Yes, she's my little severe weather girl.
A wizard, cause I know just what she wants. That's not a light snow, she needs a straight up blizzard. And when we go out on a walk, we bring boots, because when we're walking out down by the river, she only likes it when it floods.
She's my severe weather girl.
She's
my severe weather girl.
Give me still water, give me a whirlpool, give it a whirl. She's
severe weather girl. You can take her out dancing, but it better be in the rain.
You can take her out on a plane, but only if there's a heat advisory and the sun is much too hot. You try to take her out on a day with normal weather, that's a date that is not.
Oh, you can take her out on a boat for a sunset cruise, but if that isn't in a big old wave, it's gonna lose.
And you can take her on the beach, but let's do the trick. The sand best be quicksand, sand that's very quick. It's not really weather, but
she's my severe weather girl. She's my severe weather girl.
Take her out morning, night, or noon, but make sure that you're in a monsoon.
She's my severe weather girl. Weather the weather, as long as we're together, she's my little severe weather girl. Brett, you're welcome. We wrote you a love song for Dana. You're welcome, Brett. Brett, you're welcome.
Brett, thank you. You're welcome.
Brett, you're welcome.
All of you, we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Oh yeah.
We went away. Now we come right back. You thought we were done, and we said no, we're not done.
We're not done yet. Oh no, every day we go, and we go, and we go, and we take it along, cause we're not done yet.
We made a promise to you. It's a promise we were happy to make. No matter what we say, we will always come back after the break.
If we take a break, it is a break. It isn't the end. We're coming back to do it again. And we are a blended family, doing our best, learning lessons day after day.
At 8 p.m. and sometimes 6 p.m. on a different day.
So gather around the family, maybe make a pizza. Because we're goofing with gaffs, we're gaffing with goofs, and it's nice to meet ya.
We got twins played by the same little kid. We never film her at the same time.
We got a minimum of two uncles and aunts who live in the basement.
We got a neighbor, but we only see half of his face over the top of a fence.
And we have four sisters.
A surprising number of goats.
Yeah.
There's a goat in every room. The show's called Make Room for Goats.
It's on after Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Ooh. Mr. Cooper followed by Make Room for Goats.
Make
Living Room for Goats is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Hey, Margaret, I thought this was my banana for show and tell. I wanted to show how fast mold can grow.
That banana's sure showing something.
Well, come on, what'd you do? Put it in one of your smoothies? Gee, Margaret, I wish you'd stop going on all these diets. Yeah, don't you know you're pretty just the way you are?
That's right, it's a smoothie. And by smoothie, you mean I blended up a banana and mixed it with vodka.
Margaret, come on, you're too young to drink. Even the goat knows it. Come on, Margaret.
That's what it would be like.
Yeah. It'd be like
when
that.
When a goat makes a noise, just listen, the crowd loses it.
There's goats in every room. They get applause breaks every time.
That show is a lot like Horsin' Around.
Oh, yeah.
Had a real BoJack energy.
Sure did.
Wow, that show.
What a turn.
Yeah, I watched that show like last year, and I was like, this was maybe a mistake. It's a brilliant show, but it was heavy
for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, it was heavy in heavy times, but it had one of my favorite episodes of all time.
Mm-hmm.
The episode where Amy Sedaris's cat character, princess, what's her name?
Margaret? No. Princess, not Kitty. Oh my God.
I want to say like Yum Yum, but that could be way off.
Princess Kitty isn't that off either. We'll get it.
Princess Carolyn.
Princess, thank you. God, you got it so much faster than me. Okay. I searched cat Aunt Sedaris instead of cat.
I just typed Amy Sedaris princess.
That's good too. And it gave me so many pictures of David Sedaris with cats. Well, that's aww, fun, but not what I wanted. Okay, she has an episode where it's
It's like her in the future.
Her daughter
in
the future.
To not be spoilery, yeah.
Yes. Her in the future. And it's really great.
It's very, very, very good.
A lot of good stuff. And there's another episode that's a one take of BoJack giving a eulogy that I was like, could I learn this whole thing?
I think that my wife had people straight up do that as a monologue in her like high school theater class.
That's great.
Because a monologue can come from anywhere.
Yeah, well, not if you go to my friggin' school. They were like, stop taking your monologues from 30 Rock. And I was like, I will not.
Because everyone's getting the same monologues after those monologue books.
And they're not good.
They're actually bad.
They're actually all bad. Yeah. My friend did a move where she was just like, she just would improvise them. We had like general auditions every quarter for like that.
So you know you'll never have to do it again? Incredible.
Yeah, well, she was just like, I'm running out of stuff, so I'm just going to say this is from some play. They're not going to know. She'd be like, hi, I'm just going to shout her out. Hi, my name is Sarah Grace Wellborn, and this is from The Day Without the Picnic by Arthur Sorbold. I don't know why I thought it would be different, that if I came this time, that you would, you know, I thought this would be the time I would finally meet your parents, but it's, if you can't say one thing and do it the next day, then I can't ever count on you. And if you can't be counted on, then I'm not going to keep trying. So go to the picnic, Peter. I don't care. Have your own blanket and I'll have mine. And I know that this town is so small that those blankets are going to touch. But I can make a barrier in my mind, and that's what I'm going to do. Enjoy your mother's cobbler. I made cookies. Thank you.
Scene. Great job, Sarah Grace.
I mean, she got cast.
Of course she did.
And she would be able to do that with 1,000% more commitment than I just did. But
I mean, you had me 100% until the town was so small that the blankets were going to touch.
Well, yeah.
And even that, I liked.
Yeah. Well, all those monologues are like so vague. You know what I mean? Like, like they very, very, it's they so do, rare to have
not,
specifics.
They do not have specifics because they don't come from plays. They some of them do.
Or you're supposed to do that yourself, like find them and make cuts and put them together and stuff.
Right. I'm just thinking there were so many monologues that were like so vague, and they're all written as adults in those monologue books for like auditioning kids. They're all written by adults for the voices of what they think kids talk like.
Hey, Mom, I'm not okay at school, actually.
This is This is bogus, Mom.
Mom, it's hard every day because you know what? Maybe it wasn't like this when you were at school. Did you ever think about that, Mom?
Now the cheerleaders are not cool. And the footballers are all gay.
Thanks, Mom.
That's school today.
Bye.
It's like, okay, that's what you, an adult, think of Gen Z.
Or you had to just like make, I don't know, it was weird. You had to like make them out of lines where then you'd have to maybe sometimes change the wording to be like, and I know you're going to leave because there's probably a line from the other character that's like, I'm leaving. You know what I mean? So then you and your cutter
you have
like,
to be like, I know you're trying to don't leave.
Don't leave. Yeah, exactly.
Don't pick up that gun.
Yeah. Like, Stop, Chekhov.
The gun's been out there for so long, I just assumed no one would ever pick it up. This reminds me of learning like Shakespeare monologues for Shakespeare auditions.
Yes.
Which then further reminds me of something that I feel like, have we talked about the dog on stage rule?
That it's always a good time?
It's always a good time, but also if you put a dog on stage, no matter who is there, no matter what is going on, everyone is just going to look at the dog.
That's the,
if you have a dog on stage, do not expect anyone. If you ever need to hide something from an audience,
put a dog
do it on the other side of the stage while there's a dog on stage.
Yeah. That's like the yes. They said about dogs and kids for film. They're like, you can't.
Like a baby?
Yeah. Like, you're not going to look at anything else.
But like, ooh, oh, look. Actor.
Hello.
It's Christopher Walken.
Hello.
What is he doing up on that stage? He's acting his heart out and talking.
And what if I walked over here?
But nobody even cares.
But wait, I'm doing that dance.
There's a little fluffy dog right over there. And we're all just gonna look at the cute, cute, cuddly dog. Just gonna look at the dog that's walking around.
This is incredible because
it doesn't matter what you do. If you're an actor of any age, if there is a dog, you're gonna get up
dancing.
Oh, Christopher, nobody cares.
But look at me over here.
There's a fluffy little angel on earth with scratchy teeth and wobbly hairs.
Remember that fat boy slim thing I did?
Honestly, no, because I'm too distracted. There's a dog and it isn't even a trained dog. I don't think the dog's ever acted. Now the dog is rolling around. Oh, look. Dog knows how to sit. Oh, look, the dog is now shaking a hand.
I can shake a
and
hand.
And I can't get over it. Nobody cares that you can shake,
I can shake a hand. Hand.
You're like a person and an actor on screen and page. But if there is a dog, you're gonna get upstaged. You're gonna get upstaged.
Christopher Walken knows there's no talking he can do. Extra one little row, 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 row.
This little dog barking, running around, taking the spotlight from me and trying to do Captain Hook.
It's the nothing else you can try.
I'm trying to do a tango.
You should step to the side.
The little flying boy, nobody cares about him.
Oh no, they won't give you a second look. Nobody cares between you and Smee that you're playing Captain Hook when there's a dog.
You can dance.
can slip on a banana, shoot yourself out of a cannon, you'll still get upstaged by Nana.
Do.
We're trying to teach Wally to sit, and by we I mean Dana and Brett. Although I guess Wally does know how to sit. We're trying to get Wally to sit so he doesn't jump on people.
He knows how to sit. He just doesn't know why
when
he should or
and why.
He doesn't know why to sit.
Yeah, he knows.
He doesn't know if to sit.
He doesn't know why he should.
Why should I, a dog, sit right now?
Yeah. I'm the same height when I'm sitting as when I'm standing. Why sit?
But if I stand on my back legs, I'm a long tube.
Now I'm tall, like a tall tube.
I'm a tall tube dog, and I'm here to say...
I'd like to be a tube in a tall dog way.
They actually, like, we had, like, a trainer, like, help us once, and they said, like, for corgis, it's really funny, because, like, yeah, the sitting thing, like, it's good that they can sit, but it's, like, better for them to lay down, because it's, like, a clearer... motion, because sometimes you don't know whether they're sitting or standing.
So true. So, Wally is like a magic eye of dogs.
He is. He is. He's smart. He just like he just gets very excited.
And
when, you know,
if you stare long enough at him, you can see a bunch of dolphins.
Yes.
Do you guys remember Magic Eyes?
Yes.
I love those.
Oh yeah.
We gotta bring those back.
We gotta
bring them back.
Bring them back. Bring them back, y'all.
As a person who never got them, don't.
Yeah, I was gonna say, were you good at them?
If you're mildly color, it's not a matter of being good at it. It's a matter of like.
Notice because you gotta like kind of cross your eyes. There's like a thing where you blur your eyes enough
all right,
to see.
All right,
them.
I've had 10 years of this speech. It's nonsense,
Scott. You can never see them.
I can never see them. I've just convinced myself
partial,
it won't happen.
You think we're all making blindness?
Do I have partial color blindness?
Like if there are some colors on a spectrum, like those things all rely on your eyes being able to differentiate very, very slight gradations in color.
Here's like a question I need to ask you: okay. How are your rods and cones?
My rods are good. My cones are great.
Okay, rods are good, cones are great.
This is a new segment that I thought up just now called How Are the Small, Small, Small Parts of Your Body? We're talking rods and cones, we're talking blood cells, we're talking...
Those tiny bones in your ear?
Yeah, this isn't
about... The hammer and the anvil?
Let me be clear, this is not about health. This is about how they're doing. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
How your fingers are, Jess.
My fingers are good. My fingers are great. My fingers are, ooh, I'll give you a scale on a 1 to 10. They are feeling an 8. That's all my fingers, not my thumbs. And if I put them up one by one, that would say they're great. Coming in at 8. How your knees are.
How your knees are.
How your knees are.
Well, my kneecaps go tappity-tap, which is to say, not good. My kneecaps, when I'm walking around, make a sound like solid wood. My kneecaps are clickety-clack, sippity-tap, kneecaps on a scale from 1 to 10. My kneecaps are 3 caps.
Okay, what is this? I want to talk about your iris and your retina and your cornea, but hey, I want to know. Of ya, I wanna know. Oh, feeling so alone. Tell me about those rods and cones. Rods and cones, rods and cones, rods and rods and rods and cones.
My rods are very long and my cones are very sharp, and they help to work together so I see things after dark. The phalanges in my fingers, that's not where those could be. They have moved down to my kneecaps, which are at a solid 3.
How your knees are, how your knees are, how your knees and your rods and cones. Rods and cones, and hey, your bones. You got all kinds of big and also little bones. Talk about all just little bones in your ear. Those hammer and the anvil, if I'm not clear. And there's a third one, yes, it's the drum. No, the drum is something else, oh son.
How the crystals in your ear.
Sure.
They are there too. Little itty bitty crystals that help you not go, ooh, I'm falling over, dizzy in the head. Those are what your natural crystals do, that's what they said.
How are you those tiny things that make you do? How are you those tiny things that make you you?
How are you
those tiny things that make you you? Oh, and of course we're mostly water.
And rods and cones.
I'm glad you knew I was also going to say water.
That's what we're mostly water.
We're mostly water.
This whole little blue marble is mostly water.
Oh my gosh.
Now we're laying fiber internet cables at the bottom of the ocean.
You know big turtles are going to get those. I got to tell you right now, big turtles are going to get those.
The big turtles on which the world is built. They're going to chomp right through those guys.
I just want everyone to know that big turtles are going to get those.
Now, we haven't heard you sort of go on one of your classic big turtle rants lately. I'm with you. You and I feel the same about big turtles. They're big. They're down there. What are they doing? We don't know, but we do know they're up to no good.
Oh, you want to know what I got to say? What is the deal with big turtles these
days?
We
don't know what their deal is, but we know it's nefarious. We know they do come up for air every once in a while because they're reptiles.
Yes.
These big turtles.
Oh, no big turtles. Let me take my tools out like a ranch. Gonna get on down in that Mariana's Trench. An anglerfish, oh that is plain. There's something else that's got a scarier name. The big, big turtle at the bottom of the sea. Once he chomps you, it's the last thing you'll see. The big, big turtle at the bottom of the sea. He's the one who wants to chomp your knees. You know that guy is going for those caps, and he's down a couple leagues at that. But if we go laying all that water and pipe, he's gonna come up and eat you so ripe. He's gonna think your knees are strawberries and take a bite.
Oh, the big, big turtle at the bottom of the sea. You're shaking on your knees for strawberries. A big old turtle, he'll chomp you without a second thought.
Oh.
He doesn't know when it comes to knees what's strawberries and what's not. He doesn't care about your birthday.
Oh.
He doesn't care for a joyful romp. If he sees your knees or an Ethernet cable,
he's gonna give them a chomp. Oh,
leave the big, big turtle
at the bottom of the sea. Oh, the big, big turtle at the bottom of the sea. Oh, fiber optics aren't small enough to get.
Sounds like this. That's what a big turtle sounds like.
Ooh, okay, big turtle.
Chomp those strawberries.
Oh,
big
okay,
turtle.
Big turtle.
You paleolithic monster.
You turtle as old as time. You turtle who went underwater during Pangea.
Only comes up every couple hundred thousand years.
The big, big turtle at the bottom of the sea.
Big, big turtle, brought to you by Driscoll Strawberries. They're not knees, they're strawberries.
And now back to Make Room for Goats.
Margaret, I told you, you're not supposed to put vodka in a smoothie.
Not supposed to. More like, I already did.
Margaret, you're the one who's supposed to drive me to my gymnastics meet.
We have to take a slight detour and go to the prom.
No, to the prom?
Oh, no. There's a goat in the driver's seat.
Oh, we'll be right back after this message from Driscoll Strawberries.
This show's been good and normal and perfect.
Yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah. Yeah. Sort of standard fare.
Yeah.
Standard fare.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw a big turtle at a dog adoption on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Tortoise.
A big tortoise. And he was really cute. And Brett and I were like, we could have a tortoise in the back.
Nope. Then here's why.
What?
Here's why.
Why?
How old was it?
Oh, only like, oh, wait.
And that's why.
Like 10, I think it was like 10.
Yeah, you just adopted a thing that can live for 100 years.
I know, I gotta put him in our will.
My brother-in-law like has considered, he's like, if I get a tortoise now and I'll just like will it to a niece or nephew. Like,
yeah. Same and with
then
parrots.
And then they get to inherit like an eccentric uncle's tortoise.
You can inherit a parrot.
Inherit a parrot.
Parrots live like 70,
They'll
80
outlive
years.
You. Yeah.
Excuse me. According to your uncle's will, you are the heir apparent to inherit this parrot.
Your inheritance has a parrot twice. There's two parrots. Your inheritance has two parrots. You're the heir apparent to these two parents. It's in your inheritance. Fuck.
I really hope people
don't take it. Stop. We're gonna write this one.
No,
we're
no,
not improvising this
no,
one.
No, just don't. I wish you didn't. I hope you didn't turn off during turtle because you guys were like, okay, we get it. I hope you made it through to heir apparent to their inheritance as two parents of a parent. I hope you made it to this. That's my hope for
well,
you.
We can't do anything else.
I
now.
Hope you never lose your sense of wonder. Do you guys remember that country song?
Yes, always.
Get your fill to eat, but always keep that hunger.
Is it about a kid growing up?
Living might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth taking. Don't let that helpless heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. And when you get the chance to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It sounds great.
It's pretty cute.
Like I love that song.
Yeah. I like that Brett and I didn't know that song. We were like, a country song? It's probably one of these two chords.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're.
How
Is
many?
It that pace?
Oh no, I was singing. No, I was trying to get through it.
That song, like so many like kids did like. Ballet,
yes.
Or like talent, like a dance ballet. To that,
yeah.
Or like you know, like a recital, like a dance recital. Kids,
where parents
doing
are gonna
it.
Cry because they're like, oh my gosh, this is about like our hope for children, and children are dancing to it.
Yes,
and then you're gonna dance to, I hope you dance, I hope you dance.
Well, I've got a new country song for people to sing at talent shows.
Great,
okay.
Similarly, about the dreams of children.
Oh no, I hope Dimpy isn't the one who's singing
that. It's by Dimpy.
I don't trust Dimpy.
Hey y'all, my name's Dimpy. My name's Dimpy, and this is a song I wrote. It's for all kids out there in talent shows to help them follow their dreams. I'm Dimpy, here we go. I'm Dimpy. Lies before you, little boy or girl or non-binary child. A whole world before you will try to break you down, and I hope that your spirit stays wild. I'm Dimpy. I hope that you achieve your dreams, and I hope that your dreams never change. I'm Dimpy, and people are gonna say to you, you gotta change your dreams, because your dreams are too childish and strange. I say no, I say you can be a dinosaur. that I'm dipping. Little child, I hope you grow up to be a dinosaur. I'm dipping. I hope you grow up and hatch out of a big old egg and have scales on your arms and neck and your tail and your legs. I hope you grow big and strong, strong enough to knock a building down. My name's Dimpy, and I just got into town. This is my first gig, this is my first song. I hope you grow a big, long, scaly tail, 100 feet long. I hope that no one ever calls you weak or wimpy. And I say no. People say, how fast are you, Dimpy? And I say, as fast as slow. People say you can't grow up to be a dinosaur. And that's when Dimpy gets on his boat.
Dimpy said we can be dinosaurs. Dimpy said we can be dinosaurs. Dimpy said we can be dinosaurs.
Probably feathers. We think probably feathers and proto wings and stomp around and be the natural lizard king. And don't forget, at the end of the day, if a meteor comes to take you away, tell him.
Competition to the song Dimpy Says We Can Be Dinosaurs.
I like, my favorite part was the part where there was two of you.
Oh no, Margaret.
Meh.
Oh no, goat. Well, I guess at the end of the day, we all learned a lesson. Don't keep a moldy banana around and ask one of your other ants to drive you.
Me, I was here too. I'm Dimpy.
Hey, Dimpy. Thanks for coming to my gymnastics meet and teaching me that I could be a dinosaur.
You're welcome. Follow your dreams, rip open the world with your claws.
I'm going to rip open the world one rip at a time.
We hope you rip open the world too, dear listeners. Because here at Off Book, we believe that the world is a giant Cadbury egg full of delicious goop and goo waiting for you to rip into it. That's not a metaphor. We literally believe... The earth is
you can't tell us that there's not delicious goo.
Farther down than you've ever dug, but it's there. Look for it.
You can't tell us.
The world's not full of delicious goo. Of course, the show at offbookclubhouse.com. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Dana.
You are our delicious goo.
Dig into the earth and find that goo.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Good night.